Strategic thinking and tactical thinking are both essential for success, but they operate at very different levels. A simple way to distinguish them is this. Strategy is what you choose to do, and tactics are how you do it. Strategy sets direction and defines the destination, while tactics focus on execution and the steps taken to get there. When these two kinds of thinking work together, individuals and organizations can move with both clarity and momentum. Strategic thinking is long-term, high-level, and focused on creating advantage. It involves making choices about where to compete, what opportunities to pursue, and what trade-offs to accept. Strategy is not simply having a goal, it is deciding which goals matter most and why. A strong strategy clarifies priorities and helps an organization allocate resources wisely. It asks questions such as, what problem are we solving? What market should we serve? What unique value can we offer? What will we not do? Strategic thinking requires big picture awareness, the ability to anticipate change, and the discipline to focus even when distractions appear. Tactical thinking, on the other hand, is more immediate and action-oriented. It is about execution, building plans, organizing people, and completing tasks efficiently. Tactical thinking focuses on the methods and steps needed to deliver results. It asks questions such as, how will we launch? What tools will we use? What messaging will we write? What is our timeline? How do we solve this obstacle? Tactics are often short-term by necessity, adapting to real-world constraints and responding to emerging problems. While strategy may remain stable for a period of time, tactics often change weekly or even daily based on feedback and shifting conditions. One way to see the difference clearly is to imagine building a house. The strategy is deciding what kind of house you want and why, its purpose, location, design, and budget. The tactics involve choosing materials, hiring contractors, scheduling inspections, and solving construction delays. Without strategy, tactics can become busy work. Without tactics, strategy remains an idea that never becomes real. Jeff Bezos's early thinking around Amazon provides a strong example of strategy evolving through exploration. Before Amazon became known for online books, Bezos reportedly examined many different internet business possibilities and evaluated what could be built on the emerging potential of the web. That exploration was strategic thinking in action, searching for the right what to pursue. He ultimately chose books as the first major focus because it was a category with massive selection, fragmented distribution, and strong customer demand, conditions that made it a smart strategic starting point. Once that direction was chosen, tactics made it happen: building the website, designing fulfillment systems, managing early customer experience, and continually improving operations. In the end, strategy and tactics are not rivals. They are partners. Strategy provides purpose and direction, while tactics provide movement and results. The best leaders learn to think strategically without losing touch with tactical realities, and to execute tactically without losing sight of the bigger picture.